This is recording is part of the Springfield Greene County Library District 2010 Big Read, and the date of this recording is March 2nd, 2010. My interview is with Glenn Elson. I'm sorry, Glenn. Glenn, how old are you?
I'm 92.
And how long have you lived in North Greene County or the Ash Grove area?
Well, practically all my life.
All your life?
Yeah, except 52 months is out in service.
Okay. I'm going to ask a lot of different questions that kind of jump all over the place. But the first question I want to ask you is about any recollections you may have or family stories about the Depression.
Yeah. Well, of course, I lived all through the Depression. I mean, I was born between Bullard and Ash Willard, and I lived there until I was 5 years old on a farm with my parents. And I had an awful tragedy. My parents got killed when I was 5 years old at Bullard on the train hit the car.
At the crossing right there?
We was going to the church that morning.
Were you in the car?
Yes. Okay. And I had two brothers and a sister in the car. My sister was only 6 months old.
Okay.
And after that, I went and lived with my uncle and aunt.
And you were 6 at the time, correct?
I was 5.
5 at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was on a Willard route between Ash Grove and Willard.
Okay.
Where they lived on their farm. And it was 22 when this wreck happened. And of course, I started school. I went to grade school, Yokel School. It was a little school out here on 160. The building was there where the road goes to Bogart.
And that was your grade school?
Yes.
And where did you go to high school?
Yes, I went to Ash Grove High School.
Ash Grove High School.
I graduated from Ash Grove High School.
Okay, and what year was that?
1936.
How did you feel about the Depression?
Well, of course, like Wes said, we didn't know any different. Everybody didn't have anything. And we just, the one thing about it, we never went hungry.
You never went hungry.
I appreciate what you told that to us. We don't know what hunger is.
I understand that. Yeah.
We raised our own, we had our own milk and everything, you know, eggs and chickens and all that. And
so
we always got by.
Other than farming, did your uncle, I guess it was, who was raising you, did he have other jobs to produce income and cash?
Yeah, he did. He was a carpenter. Okay. He did carpenter work.
Okay.
But it was rough. I think he made 35 cents an hour.
35 cents?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But that was pretty good then. I worked on a farm. I worked for him, you know. Sometimes I'd make 5 cents a day. You know, mm-hmm. That was pretty good spending money.
Sure. I am fascinated with two things that changed your life. And one of them is what I asked Mr. West about was, what did electricity do to your life?
Well, actually, I mean, we never had electricity when I lived on a farm. Well, there's another tragedy we had in the 30s. My uncle lost his farm where we lived, and we moved to town in 1936, and that's the first electricity we had.
Okay, moving to town, Ash Grove, right?
Ash Grove,
okay,
yeah.
1936, okay. Yeah. So you didn't have, what was life like without electricity? What did a young man do to enter?
He didn't think anything about it, of course, he just produced it.
Did you go to bed early?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have any, I don't remember what we did do.
When did you get married? Or when did you meet your girlfriend?
I didn't get married until, I got married in 1956. I was about 39 years old when I got married. And, of course, I met my wife. She was a divorcee. mm-hmm. been married before, mm-hmm. and had a, well, she had an 8-year-old girl.
Okay.
I met her in Springfield, and she formed it from Marshville.
What year did you get drafted?
1941, March 7, 1941.
And when did you graduate in high school?
36.
So what did you do between 1936 and 1941?
Well, as when I got out of high school, I put the second school bus on here in Ash Grove. Mm-hmm. And I had a, I also, well, before that, in the summer, I had drove an oil truck for St. Clair here. And then, after I had the school bus, I put, I went into oil fence myself, just a little oil truck, mm-hmm. delivered mm-hmm. gas and coal oil and stuff like mm-hmm. that to these farmers.
And so you get drafted in 1941, and when did you return to at the Ash Grove area?
Well, it was 1945.
1945,
yeah.
So I don't want to go into any detail of this. Were you, in fact, George Patton's driver?
Oh, no, I was with the 502 car company.
Okay.
And it was attached to the 3rd Army headquarters.
Okay.
And that's what we done. We drove for officers. And I did drive for him, about 3 or 4 times.
Okay. All right.
Picked up airport and things like that, you know.
Okay.
It was one of the easiest jobs I ever had in the service, I think, for the... A lieutenant sat right in the seat and told me every move to make.
Oh, sure. I'm sure they did. So you meet your wife in 1956. So you were back in the Ash Grove area about 11 years before you got married. So what were you doing there, here, I guess, during that time?
Well, after I got back out of service, I did go back driving an oil truck for a pretty good. And after that, I went. I worked for Ford. I was a parts manager at Ford down here. It was a works and motor.
And when did you retire? In what year?
Well, I retired in 1980. I was started subbing on the mail route in 1956 or somewhere along there, I think. Anyway. I've subbed on the route for about 22 years, and then I went on the regular carrier before I retired.
So you retired as a postal worker then,
yeah,
right? Okay.
1980.
Well, let me ask you about a little bit about downtown Ash Grove. What kind of businesses were on Main Street that you remember, and what are some of the things that you did as a young boy and as even a young adult in the business area of Ash Grove?
Well, I know the Main Street was full of, it seemed to me like at one time we had about 5 grocery stores on Main Street. And had, I remember Zumos Hardware there up on the end there where the mm-hmm. Unique Metal's at now. And at one time they had there was an Undertaker. Well, it was Brim's over that store there, I remember the grocery store we traded at was Paul Sayles, mm-hmm. but there was a Spencer store here then, and several, I don't know, Brooks down to the west end. Mm-hmm. There was 5, at least 5 grocery stores here, and a lot of things I done when I was a young man. I remember I had a skating rink down there on the highway. Where the vacant lots at?
Yes.
The highway there now? I don't know whether you remember really the skating rink.
No, I don't remember that at all.
But I used to skate a lot down there. That was one of the main things in my life. And then we had, at one time, we had 2 theaters here.
Okay.
And that was quite an entertainment. And I went to show about every Wednesday and Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any favorite stories about a best friend you might have had in high school or right after high school when you were a young man, and what would you guys do to pass the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, we did. I mean, I don't remember any certain one, but we went to car races. And we I don't remember one. thing I remember is I seen this Don Nixon the other day, and he tell me about how he went to shoot the golf balls in it, you know. Which, yeah, I'd forgot about that. And you've done different things. We went to Doling Park, some, you know, and things like that.
I want to return to the tragedy in your life with the loss of your parents. Apparently, your brother and sister, did they escape injury too?
Well, yes, they did. All except my oldest brother. He got a head injury pretty bad, and he was in the hospital a few days. Okay. But he got over it all right. But the rest of us, we were fortunate. We did. My brother next to me was holding my sister in his lap, they never got a thing out of it. I got a little scratch on my head here, about all I had.
Okay. Happened on a Sunday, apparently, going to church.
Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Where were you going to church? Do you know?
At the First Baptist Church there in Bodark.
In Bodark, yeah. Right. Okay.
Still where it is now.
Yeah. All right. We're about to the end of this. Is there anything that you have on your mind that you would like to say or to talk about? Anything you can think of?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've had a good long life, I might say that.
Well, you have had a good life.
And I have good health.
Yeah, you're very good health. Yeah, you're very alert. That's great.
Yeah.
It's terrific to hear your stories. When did you buy your first car?
Well, the first car that I really loved, and it was the best car I've ever had, was a 38 Ford.
Okay, and how old were you when you got that?
Well, I was around 21.
About 21?
Yeah. Okay. Of course, I had a few old Model Ts. That's what the only thing we had back then.
When Pat Hurley and I grew up, we were coming up in the late 50s, and we were kind of car crazy, I'm sure. Were you young men in your time all into cars and driving?
Yeah, we knew our car on the road.
Oh, sure.
What model it was and everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, Glenn, I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.